This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to hear is a live copyrighted presentation. And now it's time for Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back. We are here starting our final hour of the day for Radio Law Talk. Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, and behind the glass is Seth Madden filling in for Cal. And not just filling in for Cal as the call screener and basically chief cook and bottle washer and everything there, but he is going to fill in for Cal because despite what we said at the top of the broadcast, there was going to be no case or no case today. We've got the go-ahead from on high to go ahead and do a case or no case. And Seth, take it away.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
That almost sounded like Cal.
Yeah. Man, my voiceovers are getting better and better by the day.
Okay.
All right. This case takes place in the great state of Illinois.
Oh, you gotta say, I take you to the great state of Illinois.
I take you to the great state of Illinois.
Okay.
The great Midwest, the Corn Belt, the land of many trains. Either of you been to the Midwest?
I've been through the Midwest when I moved to Tennessee about 10 years ago. I drove, family flew, and then when I moved back, I drove. So, yes, I've been through the Midwest. What about you, Denise?
What's the Midwest?
That's my wife, when I told her I was from Indiana, she told her parents that I was from the South.
Oh, okay.
So,
so is Idaho considered Midwest?
No, that's more like the...
That's West.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the West. Yeah, Midwest is... I suppose the Midwest is anything just slightly west of the Mississippi River or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Ready?
Yep.
A young man by the name of Hero decided that he wanted to be a hero and cross a set of train tracks.
Okay.
While the train was approaching. This happened in a metro train station, so it wasn't just out in the middle of a cornfield. There were people standing around. So while crossing said set of tracks, he was maimed. And by maimed, I mean obliterated by a train traveling at about 70 miles an hour.
Yikes.
An innocent bystander by the name of It by Pendages was struck by part of Hero's body parts.
Oh, God.
Sandy suffered multiple injuries, including one to her shoulder. Case or no case?
It by Pendages?
That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we spell it for you?
Yes. Uh-huh. And her name was Sandy? Sandy It by Pendages?
No, name of It by Pendages.
Okay.
ITBIE.
So her name was, so the name Itby, and then the last name was Pendages?
Pendages.
How do you spell that?
P-E-N-D-A-G-E-S.
Pendages. It be Pendages.
Okay, that works.
Okay. Okay, it be so, all right, is this a case? All right, please.
Todd, we go to you.
Come on.
Yes. And make some legal argument here.
I am participating under protest. Okay, so let me see if I get this straight.
Isn't this supposed to be a two-part? Like, if it is a case,
yes.
What's the outcome? If it's not a case?
That's okay. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Case or no case?
Something along.
And if it's a case, what's the outcome?
And I'll tell you, you know, I know he's on assignment, but if Fred's listening, this is one of those where I wish, I would love to get Fred's take on It be Pendages.
It be.
And so, all right. So
and it somehow became appendages.
Yes. hit by appendages. That's not lost on me. So this person wanted to cross. You know, why did the chicken cross the road? To get hit by the train. I don't know. And got hit by the train. And the person who got hit by the body parts of the deceased is now suing for...
Suing who?
For damages.
The estate of Hero.
Okay. I can't imagine that estate is worth a lot because people that make decisions like that usually don't make a lot of money. But, okay. Well, I am going to say that it's a case. And I'm going to say that it's a case because, in my opinion, the name of the deceased is giving it away, that the person, because the name is not a traditional name, I'm going to say that they probably come from an area that maybe they didn't understand just how powerful trains are and what happens, and that they were a foreigner, probably away from technology or whatever, and so that would be why they died. So I'm going to say that this is an occurrence. This actually happened. And I'm also going to say that the family of the folks that were hit by body parts recovered nothing. I'm going to say that they didn't recover anything because I don't believe that it's reasonably foreseeable that...
that he's trying.
Yeah. I just case no recovery. Case no recovery.
Case no recovery.
Yes.
And the theory of the lawsuit is unknown.
Yes.
Okay.
It's very disarming. Yeah. I'll just say that. I'm not finding it very humorous.
Okay. This is what I have us at. 87 for me and 83 for you.
Yes.
So I'm ahead. If I miss 2 points, I'm still going to be ahead.
Yes.
So I just kind of feel like it's made up.
She says this is made up.
I think it's made up. Because what is the lawsuit? I mean, if she's hit by body parts, that would be intentional infliction of emotional distress. And then Hero would have to have actually done this to inflict the emotional distress. And I'm not sure that can be proven.
Hold on a second. What are the names of the people?
Hero and Itby Pendergast.
So Itby Pendergast is the one who got hit by body parts.
And she suffered injuries.
Okay. All right. I got that a little backwards in my analysis. But, okay. I mean, I think clearly when he entered the train tracks, Hero was armed. Because he had two arms.
I wish you
okay.
Were count buttons.
And, oh, my gosh.
And, you know... He's probably trying to get a leg up on the competition. I can go on. All
I know you can, and you do. So this would be a case called Pendergast versus Estate of Hero.
Pendergast.
And I just say that this just it has to be made up. And it sounds like somebody even helped him to make up the facts a little bit and gave him some suggestions.
I just think the defendant has no. I think the defendant has no heart.
Okay, yeah, so.
Oh, the defendant's speechless, too. How are you going to take that deposition? We'd like to do a seance.
Hey, why don't you tweet us at Case or No Case and give us your take on this factual scenario that has been given to us by our co-producer, Seth Madden.
Okay, we're going to head into a break. Stay tuned. I know that everyone's waiting with bated breath and with anticipation as to what the outcome of this case or no case is. We are about done with our first segment of the third hour. We'll be back. Don't go away.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear.
Ah!
We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to L-E-T-T.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for a...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. Brains and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Three podcasts per show, right? And so we were kind of trying to talk about, figure out, how are we going to title this one? We just don't put case or no case. We'll actually title the case or no case. I was thinking, what, the Illinois train saw massacre?
And I came up with case or no case, flying appendages.
The flying, I mean, it sounds like a circus group. The flying Wallendas, yeah. The flying appendages.
Right.
But Seth, go ahead and set us straight. What happened?
Before we get to that, also on the website is our disclaimers.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Yes, we have not done any of the disclaimers here. Yes. I guess we should do that
we
here.
Should. We should. We talk about the general nature of law. We talk about allegations mostly because the allegations are made in pending lawsuits. And we don't actually talk about the politics of it. We try to stay politically neutral. And we are not giving out any kind of legal advice. So it's real important for everybody to understand that while we're talking generally about the law, we practice in California, and we're not talking about the law in other places unless we can specifically cite that law or it's cited in the case, and then we can discuss it. But we're not giving out legal advice. So if you need good legal advice, seek local counsel so that you can handle your legal matters appropriately.
That's right. If you go into a legal proceeding that you are engaged in right now, and you go in with the intention to cite Radio Law Talk, that's not what we're here for. Okay, just no.
Yeah, I like to say, you know, we're not even persuasive.
Yes.
We're certainly not a case law, and we're not real good legal authority people on all, you know, on all areas of the law. But more importantly, we're not even persuasive.
Yes. So do that. And if you want a more in-depth analysis of our disclaimers and the extent to which the purview of our show extends, please visit our website, visit the disclaimers page, and they're all listed out there. Again, that website is radiolawtalk.com. And with all of that, Seth, what is the result of case or no case?
Well, remind us a little bit of the background facts.
Okay, so it's in Illinois. There was a man by the name of Hero that wanted to be a hero. Jumped across a set of train tracks, was hit by the train. His body parts, he was dismembered, and parts of his body struck innocent bystanders.
Certain parts of his body were excommunicated from the rest of his body.
And one of the bystanders was hit by said body parts, suffered injuries, and filed suit.
All right.
So, as a recap, Todd said it was a case, no recovery, wasn't reasonably foreseeable, and Denise said no case.
Yes.
And you know why I said no case?
Because strategically for points?
Yeah.
that's probably number one, but also because I just thought the names were so weird.
Yeah.
That's why.
Okay. What? Okay. So,
all right.
Show of hands, who thought it was a case?
I thought it was a case.
Oh,
all right. Todd picks up 1 point.
Okay, so it was a case. Now, I might have to give this to you, Denise, because I didn't know.
Oh, it's either a case.
Hang on, wait for it.
The title of the segment is called Case or
okay.
No Case.
Okay.
Well, let him
not,
know.
Not case and
hang
no
on,
case.
Hang on,
this
don't
is why.
Argue your point before he makes his point.
Okay, in 2008, an Illinois woman, 58, tried to sue the estate of Hiroyuki Joho.
How do you spell the last name?
J-O-H-O.
Hiroyuki Joho. All right, Japanese person.
Yep. An unfortunate victim of a train accident. While attempting to catch an inbound metro train, Joho ran across the tracks and was struck by an Amtrak train traveling 70 miles an hour. Portions of the victim's deceased body struck. The problem is I can't pronounce this lady's name.
Okay.
As she waited on a nearby train platform, injuring her shoulder, wrist, and leg. The lower court judge dismissed the morbidly bizarre case, stating that the young man could not have predicted where his body would strike because he was dead. An appeals court later disagreed and said that it was reasonably foreseeable that a high-speed train could kill Joho and send his flying body parts into crowds of waiting passengers.
So that's a case.
Well, it
so
but the lady's name isn't it by appendages.
what's her name?
I can't pronounce it.
All right. Go ahead and tell me how her name is spelled.
G-A-Y-A-N-E. So that's probably like Guyane.
Okay.
Z-O-K-H-R-A-B-O-V.
Oh, my God. How did that become it be appendages?
That was my English translation. That's why I said I'd have to get
Oh, yeah. It's okay. All right. So the name... Okay, I'm going to help you out here.
Sounds like
well, I couldn't say her Russian name because you'd be like, oh, he's definitely trying to read a name.
No, her the G A Y A N E Z-O-K-H-R-A-B-O-V. Clearly, that's pronounced Grace McGillicuddy. All right, so come on. I mean, Seth, if you can't pronounce the name, don't pick another name that's similarly unpronounceable.
Well, I started to say her name was Hit By, like Hit By Appendages.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to let it pass.
I think this is where I play this.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay, all right. So I pick up 2 points?
I'll give you 2.
Okay, good, because...
And I'm keeping the score. So he's at 85 and I'm at 87.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate that.
That was my horrible attempt.
That was good. Now, okay.
For future reference, yes. I'm going to know that Seth is worse than Fred at pronouncing, and now I've got to blow that word.
On pronouncing
words.
This said by the person that likes to put marina sauce on her spaghetti.
Or as Fred would say, Parmesan cheese.
All right, let's get back to some actual stuff. When we went to the break, before we got off on this case or no case tangent, we were talking about seizure laws.
That's right.
And we got about a minute left here, and whether or not they constituted basically excessive punishment under the Eighth Amendment.
Yeah, an excessive fine.
Excessive fine.
Under the Eighth Amendment, because the Eighth Amendment prohibits the federal government from imposing excessive bail, excessive fines, or cruel and unusual punishments. Now, currently, the law is that states cannot impose cruel and unusual punishments. That's already been decided by the Supreme Court,
mm-hmm.
that part of the Eighth Amendment does apply to the states through the 14th Amendment that protects individuals' rights against state intrusions.
Yes.
So it extends the individual's rights from federal to state law.
All right.
We'll talk about that more in a minute. So stay with us, and we'll be right back to... Radio Law Talk.
That's what we're called. So we'll be back. Thanks for joining us.
Cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump cancels his scheduled news conference at the G20 summit in Buenos Aires.
We were going to have a very big press conference, and out of respect for President Bush, we've canceled it here, and we'll have it back in Washington at some time in the near future, sometime after the funeral service.
tributes are pouring in for former President George H.W. Bush, who died at age 94 at his Houston home last night. Mary Kate Carey on her time as one of his speechwriters.
To him, loyalty went up as well as down, and he treated everyone the same, whether they were the Queen of England or the lowliest speechwriter. So it was just a great time in my life.
Funeral services are still pending. More than 15 million people are under a variety of weather alerts today because of either heavy snow or freezing rain turning to snow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Radio Law Talk, Denise, this has really gone by quickly, hasn't it?
It has, and we're trying something new, and we're having, you know, a new process going on. So if we seem a little off, it's because we're not hearing bumper music and other things that are going on the radios. So if you're listening to us on a radio station, it's probably going to sound really perfectly great. But for us here in the studio, we're not hearing what's going on behind the scenes.
That's right, and you know, we can't overlook the fact that you know, it's like playing a basketball game with several members of your team not here. You know, Seth is filling in for Cal and doing a great job. Seth, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
But you know, Cal's not here. Fred's not here. Chris, as per usual, isn't here, but we miss you guys. If you're listening, we look forward to you coming back from your respective assignments in the near future, hopefully next week.
And sunburned.
Yes, those assignments can take you to various places. But Denise, what's on the docket for the Supreme Court coming up?
You know, there's a lot of really cool things that are on the docket, and we're going to be following these for sure. But there is a case against Apple where the plaintiffs are alleging that Apple has monopolized the cell phone arena and phone apps specifically. And that's going to be an interesting case. That's going to be fun to watch.
I'm really curious as to how they're going to frame that. Because, look, when I think of a monopoly, all right, traditionally, we talked earlier about what you think about when you think of murder and how there can be other things, and not just what you think about the lying in wait stuff. And monopoly, to me, is well, not similar to murder, but with the exception that it's killing competition. See how he did that there? See how, you know, a monopoly to me would be something where there's a service that everybody uses, right? And you are stuck paying what the company that provides that service or product is just chooses to charge because there is no alternative. There is no competition, and they just get to go ahead and set the price at whatever you want because you need it and you don't have an alternative. And it's hard for me to envision that with Apple because you've got Android, which is a completely different operating system. You've got apps for all these different stuff. And so, you know, not everybody has an iPhone. A lot of people do, but not everybody does.
Yeah, but even on the Samsung and all those other ones, they still have to go to the Apple app stores.
They do?
They do.
Unless you purchase your apps through Google Apps.
And that's true.
You purchase them through Google Apps. And so I'll be curious to see how broadly they have framed it and what's going on. But, you know, the big indicator about the threat or success of that lawsuit will be to track the stock price of Apple. To see how that fluctuates depending on the arguments, because you know these analysts are going to be paying attention to that, because at the end of the day, if this goes against Apple, then the valuation of the company goes down, stock price theoretically drops. So it'll be curious to see how people follow that along.
There's also going to be a case that involves sovereignty and the difference between federal sovereignty and state sovereignty. And it's about an Alaskan moose hunter who takes his hovercraft, and in order to get to his favorite hunting spot, he has to take his hovercraft on these rivers and then get to, like, close to the Canadian border, and that's the only way he can get there. But these rivers happen to sit in between federal land. So federal government is saying, hey, you can't do your hovercraft on our land. And the state now has gotten involved, Alaska State has gotten involved, and said, wait a second, those rivers are not federal land. Those rivers are state, you know, channels of travel. So this is going to be a fun one between the federal and state sovereignty issue.
One thing to mention, too, you see a lot of states, like I lived in Utah for a brief period of time.
Great.
It was beautiful country. The rivers the water was state-owned land, but the ground underneath the water was not owned by the state. And so, like, there are certain areas where you could tube or float down rivers. And then if you got out of your tube or out of your craft or whatever and walked on the land or walked on the creek bottom at all, river bottom, you were trespassing.
And there are also in federal lands that I'm aware of, people did homesteads, and they have the rights to the subsurface rights, but they don't have rights to the trees. And so the federal government can come in and literally down all the trees on the property. And so there's a lot of this kind of state sovereignty and federal sovereignty issues with and I think it's going to become more and more prominent. And this type of lawsuit is going to be more prominent because there are it moves, if you will, for the federal government to do more on their lands.
Yes.
So we're going to see that happen. And anyway, that's going to be with the Land Rover case, the seizure case. That's going to be all dealt with by the Supreme Court, and we'll be tracking them.
You know, it's interesting just to sort of theorize here. The whole issue of sovereignty seems to me to be a concept pretty unique to the United States, if you think about it. You know, in the sense that you know, when you think about England is a country. And I don't think that people think about England as a country and then break it up into the various different municipalities within England. People think about England as just a country. You know, we think about Japan. I think about Japan as a country, and they don't typically break up Japan into the political subdivisions of the prefectures and think about that. It's governed by a national system of laws that govern that.
So their sovereign is like one state versus two systems of state and federal.
Yes, and in the United States, and it's even in the title of our country. We are often called we're called America. But the official title of our country is the United States of America, which in its title alone demonstrates the unity of individually sovereign states. And so this division between what is your state right, the sovereignty of that state, and how does it yield to the federal overarching laws. There's always been that competition. It was an issue back when the country was founded. The sovereignty of individual states was a very big concern of the founding fathers, making sure that the states, somebody in New Hampshire did not want to be subject to laws that were germane to somebody in South Carolina. Because you guys are dealing with something completely different than we are here up in New Hampshire. And so we have this division between the federal and the sovereignty of the states. I just think that's something that makes the United States pretty unique in that it's protected. And sometimes it's contested legally like this. But I think it is something that makes the country very unique is that battle between state sovereignty and federal.
Right, and then I also want to say that the European Union is built on that same kind of sovereignty issue.
It is.
Where they have the EU that is, you know, over all of these different countries, and it is a sovereignty in and of itself, and then the different countries are sovereign states, if you will.
Yes.
So I do think that the EU was kind of modeled after the United States in a way because of the success that United States have in unifying our political, our economic, our you know, geographical and environmental needs.
Absolutely. It's just something that's unique, and we see that going on. I mean, that battle has led to battles and in the past, but just kind of a unique situation. I'll get off my soapbox now. People are going, oh, brother, snooze fest. Todd's on another one.
You know, I want to talk really briefly, too, about Amal Clooney. She is just almost like a hero of mine, honestly.
Now, this is George Clooney's wife.
This is George Clooney's wife, who is an international lawyer and truly takes on causes that are bigger than big. And she's always been fighting for the underdog her whole life. And she is an extremely great attorney. I just really like her. But today, this news came out that she's trying to join into a lawsuit against a French multinational company called Lafarge. And it's really important because Lafarge, their officers and directors authorized multi-million dollar payments to ISIS, yes, the terrorist group, so that they could have a monopoly in the cement company in Syria. Now, this is big, huge news. The bigger of the news is that what is the lawsuit she's going to sue the corporation for? It's crimes against humanities. This is a new up-and-coming area of law, and I'm really excited to see what happens of this lawsuit.
So people wouldn't normally think that trying to secure the right to have a cement factory in somebody would be a crime against humanity, but if the payments you are making go to a terrorist organization, and it's pretty safe to assume that that money will be directly used to further terrorist activity.
That's right.
Where it's coming from, right?
That's right. And companies are not supposed to give bribes to governments. And this is more or less a bribe and almost ensuring security for the cement company in a place that is that ISIS is trying to secure and occupy, if you will.
And so, one of the challenges might be because ISIS is not a country, it might not, although they did establish the caliphate. But because they're not a country, it might be difficult to say, well, you're violating that. But I think
we know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The home stretch on Radio Law Talk. I feel like I need to be. Calling like a horse race.
No horse race.
You didn't like that. Oh, coming around. We got them all Clooney. Coming around the backside. Coming in. She's leading George Clooney by a length. We've got weird case stories. We got this, and we're coming into our home stretch. And look who's going to take the lead now. I can't really do that because of the nature of what we're going to talk about, but. Criminal cases in the NFL, they're at it again. Denise, what do we have?
Well, the video just came out showing the Chiefs, Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
And he shoved and kicked and, you know, pushed on this lady, and there was somebody that tried to intervene and stop him from doing it, but he did it. And so the Chiefs let him go.
There
they
was
did.
Multiple people that intervened in that video. It was
it was a knockdown drag out brawl.
Yeah. When did it occur?
February.
So it occurred in February. It's just coming to light now.
Hang on. It came to light within the organization and the NFL. And what happened was this Kareem Hunt kind of laid out his side of the story, and the Chiefs were like, okay. And the NFL did an investigation, the Chiefs did an investigation, and everything played out to Kareem's benefit. But now TMZ, of all places, got their hands on this video, and now the video contradicts.
So
and it's video from the security of the venue where it occurred. And on top of that, they've released now the 911 call that was made in conjunction with this. So now they have two separate pieces of evidence that there's no denying. Yeah.
Now, this reminds me, you know, the Ray Rice incident, running back for the Ravens. And this was a couple of years ago. And it was in the elevator of either a hotel or a casino or something like that, and he hit his and knocked out his fiance at the time. And the NFL investigated, and he was given a moderate
suspension,
three or four games, and then the video surfaced. Okay, when the video surfaced, people were like, "Are you kidding me?
Is that the one where he knocked her out?"
He knocked her out. Now the difference that I understand here, based upon what you said, is that when they leveled the three-game suspension for Rice back then, they leveled it even though they had seen the video. They claimed they hadn't, but it was clear based upon when the package with the video was delivered to the NFL that all of this information was known to the NFL, and they levied the suspension despite what they saw. When the video was made public, then they had to go back in and do more damage control. The difference between that and Kareem Hunt is they did an investigation without the benefit of the video, and they took whatever action they took, but now the video has come out to contradict what they were told.
Right.
But my concern here with this is, hold on a second. Where is the request for video when something like this happens in a public location? Because the first thing, when I have an investigator investigate a criminal case, when I was a DA and we'd have like something that happened at a certain location, the cops would be going to any place they could possibly think of that had surveillance video to see if anything was captured on video. And we know that that's capable because TMZ did it. Where is the investigation on the part of the team or the NFL?
Request for production of documents.
To request the video from any. I mean, it's not hard to go to the location and look up and go, oh, there's a camera right there. I wonder if somebody caught this on video. And where is the completion of an investigation where you know you haven't got video? Because if you believe them, that's what they had to have said.
And the police should have gotten it by subpoena. There's no question about that.
If you watch the video close enough, there's actually a girl recording the video with her cell phone.
Yep.
She's recording everything that's going on with her cell phone. Some guy rips it out of her hands. I don't know if it gets deleted or what, but she was actually recording everything that happened, and it just kept going.
Oh, so this may not be security tapes.
There are security tapes, but if you watch the security tapes, there's a girl that kind of comes up after the first little push and shove, and she's got her cell phone.
That's true.
And she's recording everybody. And
I think the fact of the matter is the NFL is going to have another PR nightmare. And you know, here's the thing. We talk about the PR nightmare. That should be secondary to the nightmare going on in the life of the person who was assaulted. That should be first and foremost. And this person had whatever happened to her set aside, not believed, whatever, by powers that be until video came out to really support
their
side.
Yeah, and the weird thing is there was many witnesses. We're not talking one or two. We're talking
amazing.
Like probably four or five people.
And that's not the only thing that happened this week since the last story. Now, we covered a story earlier of Reuben Foster for the 49ers. He was a defensive back for the 49ers, and earlier in the year, I believe it was in March, he had been arrested for a domestic violence incident relating to his on-again, off-again girlfriend at the time.
And she actually had made some allegations against him, and then she withdrew them.
She did, and they and the DA in Santa Clara said,
which is common for victims to
that's,
do.
That's
you guys.
Right, and that's what the DA said. It's very common. Actually, it happens in most of the cases. The DA, the folks will withdraw their testimony, and the DA has to decide, well, can we still go on this? And they decided to take it to preliminary hearing, and the judge. In my case, very unusual, because the burden of the prelim isn't that high. Mm-hmm. But the judge at the preliminary hearing dismissed the case based upon, in no small part, the fact that the testimony had been withdrawn, that the allegation had been retracted, and the case gets dismissed, and Reuben Foster dodges a bullet. He still has to it was a four-game suspension, I believe,
right.
by the NFL
right.
because of what he had engaged in. Mm-hmm. And then last week happened. And the 49ers were in Tampa Bay. They had a Sunday game in Tampa Bay. The team was staying at the team hotel the night before, and Reuben Foster, with the same woman who was the complainant of the incident in March, they got into another altercation in the hotel room, and he was arrested again for another incident of alleged domestic violence. He was released by the team immediately. It didn't show up until Monday because the waiver wire does that, but they released him immediately, announced that they were releasing him, and he was
yes.
picked, and he was picked up.
This is the kicker, guys. Another team, the Redskins, picked him up, like snapped him up right away.
They claimed him on waivers, saying, well, we're going to let the process play out. You know, if he's really guilty, he's not going to play any time here, but if he's not, then we want to pick him up. And they stepped in it because they said there are a lot of players on the Redskins that were Foster's teammates at Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, we talked to the other players about this and got their input. Well, when those players showed up to the practice facility on Monday or on Tuesday, the day after he was picked up, the press was there and said, hey, the team talked to you about picking up Reuben Foster. And every one of them said, I don't know what you're talking about. Nobody ever talked to us.
And oh, so, really?
So it's a headache, and he's going to face stuff, and it's there. But guess what?
Yeah, I want to tell you the allegations really quick because this is what it is.
Yes.
She alleged that he slapped the phone out of her hand, pushed her in the chest area, and slapped her with an open hand on the side of the face. That's her allegations against him directly.
And quite frankly, I can think of three different charges that would be there. Assault. Depriving somebody of the ability to try to call 911 and false imprisonment. And that's going to have to do it for us because we are at the end of the show.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thanks to all our affiliates out there. And enjoy our show from time to time or come back every week.
That's right. And hopefully next week, Cal and Fred will be back. You've been listening to Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin. Behind the glass is Seth Madden. He's giving me the peace sign, and for Denise Dirks, I want to thank everybody for listening in. We will see you in 1 week with another exciting show.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.